I'm ready.
All right, we're going to call to order. Greg?
Here.
Kathy?
Here.
PJ?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Al is absent for this meeting, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Annette, present. Present is Natalie. And we have John Mathias online as also. Welcome.
Yes, hello.
Hi, John.
And we need approval of the agenda. So I need someone to make that motion.
So moved. That's Ken.
Ken?
I'll second it. This is Kathy.
And Kathy seconds it?
Yes.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Motion carries for that.
I have a question.
Yes.
I noticed in the instructions from the Open Meetings Act, it said that all votes must be roll call votes.
They do.
Yeah.
Even for the agenda to open?
It says all votes. It says all, I'm assuming, yeah. All yes. Votes.
Okay. Okay, so call to order. All right, we called the recognition of all of our members. And we also did that as well. Is that what you're saying? I have to do that over again?
No, just a
roll call.
I called you by name. I called you by name.
The approval for when I motioned the agenda.
Okay. All right. For that, we will go to the roll call vote on that one. Greg?
Yes.
Al? Oh, he's not here. Sorry. Kathy?
Yes.
PJ?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Annette, yes. All right. Motion carries. All right. Let's go to the financial reports. Natalie, you're going to have to report on what Al had. And then talk about our budget, because we have an action item on that as well.
Yes, so finance, we've been doing just fine. Everything has been working out more or less. We've been moving some money around to make sure that we can pay for extra cleanings and purchasing additional supplies and things like that. But everything's been working out just fine. Let me pull up the budget.
Yeah, I've got it up too.
Oh, I don't have that here. I have that.
I had to go onto my own iPad with that because the other one wouldn't pull up. Thank you for sending that out to that.
This one.
There you go.
Love, I emailed it to everyone, but I do not have it pulled up at the moment. All right, let me.
Everybody have a copy that was sent to their own email as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I printed mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I am hoping that it makes sense for everyone. We haven't figured out exactly. We may be doing some additional cuts because we did cuts in outreach and not outreach programming and in materials. We may be doing some additional cuts yet. We haven't decided. Does anyone have any questions on it?
We're not charging anything for makerspace and all that. Or if whatever materials that we have that we may be giving out.
We charge materials for things that are not grant funded.
Okay.
But that's it.
That's the only question I had on that.
Yes. If it's a grant-funded thing, then no. If it's materials that are not grant-funded, then yes.
All right, any other questions regarding the budget at this time from anybody, any of the board members?
Natalie, is there anything that you think is a matter of concern in the budget that you've seen? Anything you're watching in particular, for example?
So my concern is, obviously it's revenue this year, and so the salaries line, you'll see, did not go up very much. Certainly is not as much as it has in the past, because I'm only looking at between 1% and 2% increase for everyone. And I'm not looking at instituting that immediately. I want to wait and see. The governor is looking at possibly passing a bill that would allow people to pay their taxes 12 weeks late with no penalties. Right. I think I sent that out to you guys a while ago. If that goes through, that's going to substantially delay how much money we're going to get in the fall, winter, and I don't want us to have any issues with that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why salaries are holding off, and we haven't really done increases anywhere. I was extremely conservative on the amount of property tax we're looking at taking in. I wanted to make sure that if we get more, great. But I want to make sure that we're not budgeting for money that we probably won't get, especially since this year might be really difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That webinar talked about all that kind of stuff too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're trying to be really conservative on that. I've talked to the management, and I'll talk to them again about the fact that raises probably won't go into effect immediately, just to make sure that we're still okay there. Insurance, none of this changes. I mean, that's obviously there's increases, but that has nothing that we did. I decreased the amount of education and training for staff because since ALA was canceled this year and all of the management staff had paid to attend, we had paid for that already, ALA gave us the option of taking that money and applying it to next year's annual conference, which is also in Chicago. So I told everybody to just do it. Yeah. So we did.
That's a good idea too.
And that way, well, that's our biggest expenditure for training for staff this coming year will be attending ALA. And then you get to materials, which I didn't fill in numbers. Everybody has given me numbers, but the numbers they gave me did not add up to 90,000, which is what I wanted it to add up to. So we're still working on that. They're doing a little bit of work and discussion. So
I have my calendar out here, Natalie, and I've got the in bold letters, I've got the library conference starting on the 25th. I mean, I know it's not, but I got it down here. So
yes, it is very sad. They are doing a virtual conference this year, which from what I heard, not too many people are planning on really attending. Virtual conferences are great, but on the other hand, they miss out on a lot of things.
Sure. The networking, though.
Yeah,
this whole year is going to be a hit and miss with whatever anybody does. So we're not alone.
Yeah, I think people are finally. I think people are getting to a point where Zoom meetings, virtual conferences. I mean, I've had my share of them, and they're cumbersome and they're lengthy, and sometimes you lose connection, and you just need that one-on-one, and I think we're getting burned out from them.
Oh, I agree.
It is probably, but it is very true. Everybody talks about Zoom burnout.
Yeah, right.
Strategic initiatives, I lowered right now. Next year, I want to bring that back up. This is primarily just because of our issues with, we don't know how property tax is going to go this year.
No, we don't, do we?
It won't be good, I'm sure.
No.
The only good thing is that we are not the only people that are going to be hurting. Every library is going to be hurting. So
it really is. I'm hoping that we're going to be in a good spot and things will work out for us. Let's see, office supplies increased because that's where any of the new PPE and everything that we're having to buy are going to go for next year as well.
Natalie, did we have to spend anything extra as far as supplies, technology, computers, anything that the staff was using for home? Did you have to go over and above anything for them working at home?
Oh, good point. I didn't think of that.
No. We did allow several staff members to take out computers, laptops that we had at the library that we've been using in the makerspace or different things like that. We let them take those home. We had, I think it was one hotspot, maybe two at the library, which again, we lent out to staff so that they'd be able to do work from home.
Okay.
So we were very lucky with that.
Okay. I just wanted those materials. Know if we did have to go over and above any monies for something like that to accommodate the staff from working from home, so, which is understandable.
Yeah.
I think what businesses are learning is that they, I mean, I've been working at home, and the university has not paid anything extra at all for me to be working at home. So it's interesting to see how we can work at home, and it's not costing the organization, you know, much more money than what they were paying in the salary. So
that's another big concern going around right now with a lot of other institutions, not necessarily libraries, but the institutions are concerned because, say, you have a staff of 100 and you have 10 managers, and every manager is in charge of 10 people. Well, do I really need 10 managers if I can see what everybody is doing online and not?
Right. It's different.
That's the only thing I have to keep up with.
Middle management is going to be directly affected by this, definitely. Yeah.
That's a big concern at the moment. And again, that brings us right back to taxes. I'm concerned that if people don't get back to work, we may have issues.
Yeah, I agree.
Ken, I did take out the buildings and grounds, which we had no idea what that was actually supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept in everything else, building repairs, all of that.
We still have landscaping now, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yep, that's under service contracts.
Oh, all right.
And then lodging and mileage is just people going back and forth to conferences or meetings or different things like that. Everything else stayed pretty close to the same. I tried not to change anything very much. I do need to look up how much we were paying in interest versus how much we were paying in principal. I just put everything in principal, which doesn't actually matter. It just gives us a number. This is not correct. The one that I sent you guys is correct. I have to, mine is set to auto fill and, oops, there we go. Because I set mine to auto fill, it is taking these as zeros instead of taking these as actual numbers. So that brings us down to a very low margin of money that we should have left over. We're estimating about $6,800 that we would have left over at the end of the year next year. However, that being said, like I told you, my revenue estimates are very conservative. So I'm actually expecting to end up with more than that at the end of the year. And I'm not entirely sure. We have not taken the full payout from the bank yet. So that means we would not be paying them back $60,000. It may be more like $40,000 a year. I'm still trying to figure out exactly how little we can make by with, well, make our budgets and take back from them.
So these real numbers now we're looking at is June 30th.
Yes.
Okay. No carryover.
I like the conservative way of doing this in the sense that, you know, if it goes up, that's great, but we can work with this, you know, versus assuming certain things. So,
yeah.
I think my biggest thing is at this point is just keeping a close watch on what's happening, where we can really cut bare bones. I mean, cut as bare as you can without having to really hit any staff. I hate to do that. I mean, I know with the library being closed and maybe having scant hours, pages might be cut, and that could be. But I really, really, really hope that we can salvage our staff. I want to salvage the staff is what I'd like to do. So if it means we have, you know.
Our greatest expense is always going to be our people, and our greatest asset is always going to be our people. So my goal is to keep them and make sure that we don't lose any of our people, because realistically, one, they're fabulous people, and two, right, it costs more to replace them than it does to keep them.
Yeah,
right.
Thank
right.
you.
We'll never replace them with the same quality that we have now.
Oh, no.
No, I know. I think that's just how I feel, and, you know, I just feel like that for them, and God knows, none of us know what's going to happen. I don't even know how much longer I might even have a job. You know, you just don't know. You have to plan for the best and prepare for the worst, you know, so.
Well, I teach at a university, people going back to school. Our dorms are opening up. I mean, that's a whole nother subject, but our dorms are opening up in the fall, so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that works.
Well, thanks, Natalie. I appreciate that you're doing that for us.
Yeah, and if you watch our gals on YouTube, or not YouTube, Facebook, their reading of their books and their stories and everything, they've done a fabulous job with all mm-hmm. of it. Every now and then I go on about every other day. Our gals yeah. are doing a good job there. They really yeah. are. All right, so more of the budget concerns, questions at this point? Because this is the end of the rope, right? I mean, we're June 30th. It's got to be set in stone.
Yes.
For the end of the year. Okay. It looks good on my part. I think you did a fabulous job putting it all together this way.
I'm sorry it took longer than I had hoped, but I was just waiting on more numbers from Cook County to make sure that we stayed as accurate as possible.
Yeah. How are we doing with paying bills?
I'm doing all the payments from home. We're either doing ACH payments directly through the bank, which is just a wire transfer, or we're paying with a credit card. So if you look at our credit card statements, they are very high because we're paying a lot of our bills through there. Yeah, but the upside is we're automating a lot of those so that when we go back to regular payments, we can have fewer checks.
I have a question. Do we still have that one bank open?
Chase is still open, but they don't charge us any fees, so I'm not too worried about them. We have Chase and First American right now.
Right, and we have
Sam O'Harris is gone.
As we get into July, then we'll have to have that letter together from you. So one of us, well, who's on that signed card? Is it myself or Brad?
I think it's you, but I'm not sure.
It is Brad. Me. Okay, because
Greg, you went there. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to get that, you know, to start our new year, to get that closed and out of the way. We've got about $3,000 in there or something small.
I think it's seven.
Oh, seven is 7,000. Okay. Okay, that's the only question I had with that. All right, so we need a motion, Ken. Or Greg?
Yes, then the motion is to accept the budget as presented, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Okay, Greg, and we need a second.
Second.
PJ?
Yes.
Okay, and roll call vote on this one. Greg?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yeah.
PJ?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Annette, yes. Motion carries. All right, we're good. We're good, Natalie.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
On to committee reports, building and grounds. Ken, you have anything you want to add, whatever we're concerned about at this point, or onto your HVAC?
No, I think, I mean, I did the final on it, and it's, they did a great job. I know there were some issues I saw Natalie had addressed. I noticed their cars, their trucks were there again, but I mean, Natalie can fill us in if there's anything else, really. They're doing training too, right?
They're doing training. The training's going to be in a couple of weeks, actually. Okay. They had a couple of the pieces that they ordered and installed. Everything was going fine, and then they broke, died, something happened. So they have new parts on order. So they're going to be replacing a few of the parts they just put in. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
I think they said a couple of circuit boards, maybe. So they are very, very annoyed about it and extremely apologetic. But realistically, it's technology and there's nothing we can do. We understand that.
Right.
So they, as soon as those come in, they'll be in to install those and they'll do the owner training and away we go. I have an extremely thick manual on my desk. Ken, if you want it, it's all yours, but they also gave me a digital version.
Well, I'll glance at it. I mean, we'll put it in file somewhere.
It'll make for good summer reading, Chiefy.
Yeah, okay. I can think of better things, but...
I will send you the digital version as soon as I get back. I'm back in the library on Tuesday because I worked 2 days last week. So I'm trying to, I was only supposed to work one, but I ended up there 2 days to get everything set up and ready to go for curbside pickup this week. So I'll be back there on Tuesday. And then I think I'm back the following Thursday. And I'll send it to you as soon as I do.
Did we, Natalie, somebody mentioned something yesterday. Did we have another little outside library pop-up somewhere in town?
I think there was. You know, I saw something on
26th Street, I think.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
I have one two doors down from me.
Okay.
A young couple 2 doors down from me have one.
So that's now 4 in town?
I know I saw one on 26th, one by PJ, one on 24th. But, and there must be, I know 3 off the top of my
One's
head.
By Camark School. Is that the one you're talking
yeah,
about? The
one on 24th. Right. And yeah. Then one on 26th before, like, 9th Avenue along there.
And is Monica still manning them?
Nobody is right now because we're not encouraging people to put books in them.
All right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know she's got a lot of books in her car. I'll be sure of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then somebody asked me that, and I said, I think we only had 3. But then she said, no, I think you got 4.
Yeah.
All right.
I think people have added some more. So we had 3 that Karen's daughter did, and then I think other people have added more since then.
Oh, my goodness. Are they just adding on to themselves, or?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. It really is. All right, Ken, you done?
I'm done. True, finished.
Thank you for the information. Kathy, policy?
I think Natalie will talk about that, the reopening policy, Natalie.
Sorry, let me pull that up.
I think you sent a copy.
Yeah.
I did. I was thinking, that's terrible. There we go. Okay, this is just a basic, very simple, please stay 6 feet apart from each other. Please be courteous. Please follow all of the rules that are in effect and tells people that we are staying with this until we hit phase 5. And if we go back, if we have to go back through the quarantine and back through the stages again, all of this goes back into effect. You have to go back to wearing your mask again in the library, et cetera. There's a lot of talk in the director's listserv about policies to make sure that we have something that tells people we need you to wear your mask. We need you to follow social distancing. We need you to keep us safe and keep yourself safe.
You can order those signs. Did you know that online on the internet? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they have so many of them now.
Mm-hmm. We have the things to put on the ground.
Are we going to do, when we do open like this, are we going to have a specific time for our seniors?
We will. We'll probably keep the mornings open for our seniors. And a lot of libraries have been talking about easing into it and going by appointment only. So they would start out by appointment only. You can schedule yourself for an hour. So PJ, you need to come in. You can only use the computer or copier or fax. That's it. That's all that's open. There's no browsing the shelves or anything like that. And it would be, you have an hour to get what you need done. We haven't figured out a date yet. I've been working with the other directors in the area, but we have not figured out dates for everyone yet.
Now, when we do have people coming in, are we going to be extremely cautious with the disinfectant after they leave a chair at the counters? When books are coming in, like I said, when people are using a computer, will you be disinfecting right away?
So we have gone with the policy that patrons need to disinfect. We're going to make wipes available and sprays available, but they need to disinfect their area before they use it.
Okay.
Because of the fear, one of the libraries brought up a fear that if we miss a person, or we miss disinfecting in between a person and somebody gets sick, they could come back on us.
Liability.
So, there you go.
Liability.
There you go.
It's not that we won't be out there cleaning things, but we want to make sure that know it is their responsibility to do this. And I was talking to other directors just recently who were concerned because they have a whole bunch of different types of keyboards, right? And each one has slightly different key patterns or sizes or something. So if you're going to buy covers for them, you'd have to buy a whole hoard of different types.
Wow.
Well, turns out Saran Wrap actually works really well.
Yeah.
And you just tear it off and throw it away. So we'll probably be going the Saran Wrap route around keyboards.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Will there be strips on the floor like in grocery stores or like even hardware stores and that kind of stuff? When I went to get sump pump, there were strips on the floors where you had to stand as you were waiting to check out. Will be something like that as we're going into the library too? Or
yes, we've already bought things to put on the floors, decals to put on the floors that tell people where to stand. We also bought those stanchions that have the expandable belts like you see at a movie theater. Uh-huh. So we bought some of those, which are 6 feet in between the stanchions. So we can put those up as well to keep people in lines and to give them a distance.
Right. Okay.
Well, you've got a good handle on it.
We're trying to be prepared for everything. I know that we've bought as much as we'll need, and we've done it in this fiscal year, so hopefully next fiscal year we won't have to purchase as much. I know we'll still have to do hand sanitizer and wipes and things, but hopefully not the equipment like cones and signs and all of that.
Very good. Any questions about the policy with Natalie at this point?
No.
We don't have to vote on this, do we? I mean, it's something that you may change.
It's probably going to go into a procedure, but I'm going to talk to other library directors and see if we need this to be an official policy. And if we do, then I'll have it at the next meeting.
Okay, that's good. All right. Well,
going forward, we'll probably have to have a policy because God knows this, we could have another pandemic or more viruses.
So Natalie tweaking it the way she needs to with other libraries, you know, with their ideas, she'll have the correct verbiage.
I think the importance of going back and forth too, so opening and then maybe we'll have to go back, you know. I mean, there's a lot of states, a lot of cities that are going back already who have opened up, so, you know, be prepared to do that and then have some policy in place for that. Yeah. Or procedure. I mean,
is that we won't have to roll back to being completely closed. Hopefully we'll be able to say we do make it all the way to full opening and everyone is coming in, maybe we have to roll back to you can come in by appointment and not all the way back to we can't let anybody in the building at all.
Yeah,
Right.
That'll happen that way.
But we honestly don't
know. Well, we can only do month by month and know where we're at with it. So, and hope that for the best, that's it. All right, I just want to make an announcement that at this point, you don't have any expense with, there's no mayor's golf outing. There is no parade this summer. That's all canceled. So we always have participation, cost us a little bit of money, either to go to lunch or, you know, something for the car and whatnot. Candy, you know, for throw out and all that. So that's not an expense of ours this summer because that's all done. And I just want to mention that the foundation has a meeting tomorrow night. And we'll be talking about simple fundraisers. So we're going to continue to try to make some dollars from the library. It's going to be a small thing, either yoga or something like that. So, you know, I'll have more to report on next month with that. So,
what about donations too? Are we going to solicit more for donations or no?
You mean from the foundation?
Uh huh.
Well, that's their meeting tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It'll be on the Facebook too for the donation, whatever it is. So, but as of right now, they're just putting a platform together for that. So we'll be talking more about that, how we're going to get around that, because it's got to be virtual as well. So.
Right.
You know, Annette, maybe tomorrow night, because I didn't realize we had one tomorrow night, and I've already got something going tomorrow, but right. I wanted to bring up the fact that with so many people home now and working from home, that maybe they to do an easy fundraiser, getting maybe even a couple of iPads. Those always go over big. They're no brainers, and
I agree. We
make money and people. There's so many people that are home with five kids and this one doesn't have a computer. They have to share this, share that.
And I'm glad you brought that up too, because of the fact that we would always have that one item that we'd have as a fundraiser, and we'd have it at the concerts in the park. And
we don't have that this year. Yeah.
So we won't be doing that as well. So that, I think in lieu of what we've always done, I think it would be a good idea to continue with it and do some kind of cute kind of phrase with it that this is a fundraiser for that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that.
But those are easy. They're no brainers and they can, you know, they get the ticket, they pay online.
I agree.
So just bring that up tomorrow night, Annette.
I will. Thank you.
They are still holding out the possible Autumn Fest, but I don't see it happening. But it's still in the thought process. So
okay, well, that's good. That's if there's something to try to look forward to, right?
Yeah, well, we're trying to look forward to Bri's wedding, so keep your fingers crossed in December.
All right, so that's it for that. So I'll report more next month about any kind of fundraising we're going to have. All right, other action items. The board
office. Need the director's report. Did Natalie have any more?
That's right.
The books to go form that we made live, that has had 7 people so far. And we've had over 50 sign-ups for the digital summer reading program. That was last time I talked to people, so a few days ago. So we are very excited about how things are going there. We had some problems with our phone system. I didn't want to switch back to open. So we just got that figured out today, and people will be able to schedule curbside pickups right now. We started scheduling people and we'll have some pickups starting tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
You're on top of it.
We're working on it.
I know. All right, now on to other action items. Board officers election. Did you want to review that, Natalie, when everybody's up?
No, this is just for president, vice president, treasurer, secretary.
All for the officer election.
The actual officers. So it's the end of the fiscal year. We have to vote in. Well, you don't have to vote new officers this meeting. You have to approve a slate. You can vote new officers this meeting. Otherwise, next meeting, you have to start off with that so that you have officers at that meeting.
Okay. And that is yearly now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to change them, but you do have to vote on.
Well, can you just do a motion to? Could I make a motion to retain the officers as they are right now?
You can, as long as everybody is fine with it. Yep.
I'll make that motion if anyone wants, if they agree with it.
I'll second it.
You need a third it.
Or do we probably need to roll call it?
Yeah. All right. All right. The motion from Ken, probably just to make this easy for this year, pandemic year. Is that what you're doing, Ken?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't see a problem with how we've got it set up right now anyway. So.
All right. A motion to retain current officers, board officers. Okay, we'll need a vote, yay or nay, with that. So we'll start with Greg.
Yes.
Yes.
And Annette, yes. So we have these offices for another year.
Don't sound so excited.
You are funny. All right, performance reviews, informational. That'll be you. Will you talk about that?
We are all working on our performance reviews. We're a little far behind because, well, we haven't seen each other. And I have a feeling that instead of them being given before the end of this year, they'll probably be into July, August. Is my guess.
And we have to do ours as a board due diligence as well. All right. Yes. So Greg, we have to talk about that.
Yep.
Okay. All right. The open board position, we probably need to go into discussion on this. There is not a policy that we've ever had to write on this procedure before, but there's a lot of information that has to come from the attorney to the board. So we can go into discussion after the meeting, if you'd like to do that, guys. Everybody, would you like to, after the meeting's over, would you like to stand and discuss this or...
I have a question. Can we do that? I mean, it's a.
No, in terms I think of you got to go closed session.
Well, you can't have closed session because it's not an item that's closed sessionable, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But in general, you can decide on what you want to do with the open board position right now. If you want to, how you want to handle it.
Yeah, that's basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can, after the rest of what Natalie has to report on, we can refer back to this, to 7C, if you'd like to do that. So if there's more discussion on it, you know, we can get through our meeting, and then, you know, at the end of the meeting, we can talk about that. Everybody okay with that?
Works for me.
Okay.
Because we can either make it lengthy or we can shorten and just, you know, come up with choices of what we, how we have to do this and our opinions on this anyway. All right. Is that okay? We'll go on to the next then, the informational items. Committee?
Yeah, go ahead.
You okay with me to go on? For the informational items, committee meetings. Anything that we need to talk about that other than we as chair have people have to make sure you get your information to Natalie so she can post whatever and we can go into our committee meetings with that. That should not change. That should stay the same the way we've done in the past. Natalie, you want to add into anything with that?
No, I don't have anything to add.
Okay. And how are we doing on memorial books?
We haven't had anything come in since we were closed.
All right, any correspondence at all?
No.
Our board action log, where are we at with that?
I've updated it. We're keeping up, keeping on track. The next thing that we're going to need to do is the BNA ordinance, so that'll be coming up next month. And we'll also probably be looking at, I believe, our three-year contract for the audit is up, so we're going to have to put out a call for bids on the audit. It's not that I'm necessarily looking for a new audit firm, it's just that every so many years it makes fiscal sense for us to go out and ask people for what their bids would be for the next 3 years.
Oh, okay. You'll have a better handle on all of that then, too. Trustee continuing ed, I don't think there's going to be anything going on, is there, Natalie?
I haven't seen anything specific for trustees. The last thing was the update that I sent you guys.
Grants and advocacy and Rails and Swan.
So I've been applying for several grants. Where fingers are crossed. There's a lot of different things out there right now. There's another big one that I'm hoping to go for, but it requires a lot of documentation. So I'm hoping that we can get all of that. Advocacy, we've still been doing outreach. We're still trying to make sure that people know what's going on and we're doing the Zoom meetings and programs and we're doing phone meetings and programs and all sorts of different things, trying to reach people. Rails and Swan, so there's good news there. Rails has not been doing delivery this whole time, which makes sense. Uh-huh. And they are going to start, they have a huge backlog of items that they had taken in and sorted and were ready to go back to libraries. Well, they are going to start sending those books back next week. And starting at the end of the month, they're planning on doing delivery again. Now, the downside is they're recommending that the books need to be quarantined for 7 days before sending them back to Rails. And when we get them, they need to be quarantined for 7 days before we can give them to patrons. Just to make sure, their worry is if somebody at the sorting center is coughing or not wearing gloves or makes a mistake, and we don't quarantine for 7 days when we get them, we could have an issue again.
Sure.
So everything.
Even the books have to quarantine.
I know.
Not just people. Now it's the books.
We have quarantine set up in the meeting room. So the main floor meeting room is our quarantine room, and we have little labels on each box telling us when they come out of quarantine and when we can check them in and make them available to everybody again.
Do they have to wear face masks and stay 6 feet apart?
They do. They do. We have lids on the boxes and we make sure to put them in distinctly different areas.
Okay.
You feel better about that. Do you have that book for me, PJ?
Oh, I do. Yes, I'll drop it off to you tomorrow.
Just hand it to me now.
Quarantine it.
For 7 days. Keep it 6 feet apart from Tom.
All right, that sounds good. All right, that's it, Natalie, for that?
It is. Yes.
Okay, now, I would just like to ask one thing. Our next meeting is July 20th. Is there any possibility that because people are coming in contact in areas and where we're at, could we have a meeting at the library with that one instead of Zoom again?
We're hoping.
What do you think? Okay. that little bug in your ear and see if we can do that. And if not, then, you know, if you feel that we need to stay away a little bit, that's your, it's up to you. It's your discretion.
We may end up doing a combination of Zoom and in person. So anybody who doesn't feel like coming in or doesn't feel like they'd be safe coming in would be able to attend Zoom, and anybody else would be able to attend at the library.
Okay. All right. So we're still testing all the waters here. So yeah, all right, that makes sense.
And who knows a month from now, who knows?
I know. It can get worse.
Sure. Well, they're still saying three more weeks, they'll have the final numbers to see if the protesting did anything.
Well, I'm sure it yes.
They were all very possible.
What a sad thing. What a sad thing.
I just don't know if any of those people that were doing a lot of that stuff bother getting tested.
Right.
Well, that's it. And let's hope they're moving along on a treatment for it, too.
Right. I mean, the numbers were down again today, even more. But, it could go up in another day. You know, you never know.
You know, you never know.
You want to do 7C?
7C.
Yep.
17th of what?
No, 7C. Go back to 7C.
Sorry.
On the agenda, yeah.
Oh, it's like Juneteenth is what I'm thinking. Juneteenth. That's what I was hearing. Yes, let's do that. Where's John?
I'm here.
Oh, you are there. Okay. Well, I just wanted to be sure that we were all still on board. We can discuss how this is going to be handled. If there's something that, let's talk generalities.
I think the main question is, do we want to post this and do interviews, or do we want to have an appointment for, well, you're looking at until April of 2021.
Right.
Because April of 2021, that position, and PJ, I'm pretty sure it's your position, both come up in April of 2021.
Oh, I think mine does, I believe.
Yeah, is Greg's it you, Greg? I thought it was PJ. It might be all three of you.
It's me, PJ, too, because I was only 2 years.
Okay, so the three of you will come up in 2021.
Right. The appointment would be 6 years, and PJ, 2 years.
But I think for now, to my opinion,
that's what I want.
I think it would be better if Annette,
yes,
the president, she appoints someone just until the next election. Just have somebody come in and just appoint for the position until the next election. And then the next election, you don't know how many people might want to come forward then and run for that position. But for right now, with the pandemic situation and everything else, I think it would be best to just make an appointment for the position until the next election.
That
it's only going to be for not even a full year.
That was exactly
right. My
opinion, and I stand on that because we've done that in the past, because it's just as long as the board agrees.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100% on that. It's silly to start an interview process when we can't see people to begin with.
Right.
I mean, we're on Zoom to just talk amongst ourselves, so we're going to bring people in. For 11 months, it's, or not even 10 months, it's not worth it.
Right. No.
I go with the appointment myself.
I totally agree.
I know Al and I both have said that we lean towards a more open, more inclusive process, but not with this short time left. I think an appointment, Annette, by you would be perfect right now.
Yeah. You're talking about the time span. I'm thinking beyond that. I'm thinking about our newspaper, and I'm thinking about how it's relieved, you know, released to the public, and, you know, and all this other, because we've never had someone that just did not show for every meeting, and then we as a board had to act on that.
Yeah.
So that was my concern on the left side of that.
And this year, there's so many circumstances with this year, with the pandemic and everything else. We don't really know what's going to happen from now until the end of the year. That's why I think it's just better all the way around to just make the appointment. Like we all said, it's less than 11 months. So, and then next year, if everything gets back to normal, well, then we open it up for anybody that wants to interview and apply for the position.
Correct. As we always do.
Right.
You know, and we have so many people knocking at our door that at least we know that much anyway. I'm ready to make the appointment as soon as you guys are ready to make me.
It sounds like Natalie, check me on this, but it sounds like Annette, you could make a motion right now, and could we do that?
No.
Thank you.
We need to wait for a resolution. The lawyer's drawing it up right now, and we'll have it for the next meeting.
Gotcha.
Because this isn't a straightforward appointment, we need a resolution to make sure everything is all set.
So we'll do it in July?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me, too. All right. And then that part of it's over. How are we handling the other end of it?
I'll send him notice after it's been filled with a letter explaining this is what we did and this is the statute that allowed us to do it.
Okay, because when you have it in writing and you have this is the rule of the law that we have, that we are acting on that. I don't think there's any rebuttal at all, which is a good thing.
I would hope he wouldn't. He hasn't shown an interest in being here. So.
Right. Yeah, without mincing words, you're right. And getting right to the quick, you're right.
And he could have come on a Zoom meeting too and not even had to show up, but he didn't. So I'm all for that.
Oh, you're right. I mean, I see all the things that we did right and the other party did wrong. And you always feel like there's something there that someone might make something of it. But as long as we as a board agree together, then we're all right.
Wonderful.
Okay, so Natalie, you know what you have to do. You got to push the lawyer on that then and have it all ready for
July.
I will have it for July.
All right. Are we good with that, guys?
We're good.
All
right.
And I'll make the motion.
Of course you will.
To adjourn.
I will second that motion.
What is that motion?
To adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right, Greg, you seconded it, and we'll do roll call on that. We'll do Greg.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
DJ.
Yes.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Annette, yes. All right. We